Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients.
This is Todd Brow with SimCast, and I have with me today Hunter Gordy and also Rush Holson with UNL, United National Life, and they have a great, exciting new dental program available, and also we're going to talk about their other programs as well, too. Welcome, gentlemen, and tell me about UNL and also the new dental program that you have. We're excited here.
Yeah, so UNL has been doing business with Senior Insurance Marketing for the better part of 10 years. In that time, we've had different variations of dental offerings. We like to think that they get better each time, a little bit more robust, a little bit more agent friendly, a little bit better of a value proposition to the policyholder as well. So with this iteration, we're calling it the Dental Shield 2.0. It's going to be a standalone dental plan. It's going to offer up to $3,000 in benefits to the policyholder, pretty aggressive compensation to the agent, give the opportunity for the policyholder to utilize their benefits from day one. Go get your teeth cleaned, go get some x-rays done. And also, like I said, get up to that $3,000. We're going to do 80% of both basic procedures and major procedures once you've reached certain time periods. And we're going to pay claims based on actual charges, which is pretty unique in our industry. Certainly, at some point, we could elaborate further on the difference between that and usual and customary charges. But at the end of the day, what needs to be known is that the policyholder is going to get more money from the carrier when they pay benefits on actual charges.
And so a unique thing about the dental is it's an indemnity. Kind of explain about that.
Yeah, so the great thing about all of UNL's products, and particularly this dental plan, is because it's an indemnity plan, the policyholder is going to get paid directly. So what exactly does that mean? That means you go to your dentist, they give you a bill, they give you an invoice, you submit that to our claims department, and we write a check directly to the policyholder. The great thing about that is that means no networks, right? Because you can go to any dentist in the United States, and because this is an indemnity plan, we are going to pay the policyholder directly. So it doesn't matter if that insurance or that dental company, that dentist takes insurance or not, because of the indemnity plan, the policyholder will get paid regardless of whether or not that dentist takes insurance.
So you don't have to worry about, hey, I love my dentist. I've been going to him for 30 years. You don't have to make sure he's in network or not. You can go to him and get reimbursed by submitting the claim directly to UNL for the whatever works done.
Yeah, exactly. Because there are no networks, you can go to any dentist. And the cool thing about that is you can also, you know, as these Medicare Advantage plans get more robust, they're starting to add more dental to these plans. We will pay even if they have Medicare Advantage coverage. Because it's an indemnity plan, right? So get that bill before they take off the discounts for the Medicare plan and submit that to our claims department so you can get reimbursed the full amount.
Oh, wow. That's huge. And seriously, you know, anymore and going to a dentist, you know, sometimes walking out of there, you don't have a small bill anymore either. So it's great to get paid on that as well. So kind of what are some of the other features of the dental program you have? It's 80% of the actual bill, right? That has what's like the preventative care and major care and everything?
Yeah, so I guess I'll elaborate on the benefit of actual charges a little bit. So everybody's eligible for dental coverage. So we have to put these waiting periods in place to prevent somebody to buy the insurance, use everything they can, and then cancel the next day.
Sure.
We do have day one, go get your teeth cleaned, get your x-rays. After 6 months, we're going to cover most basic stuff, cavities, things of that nature. And then after a year, you're covered for all major procedures covered by the plan. But I, like I said, I would like to elaborate on actual charges, I guess, while we're here, because
sure,
it is very
definitely
important.
Yeah.
So most insurance companies, to the extent that they do an indemnity plan, they're going to pay benefits based on something called usual and customary charges. So what that means is the carrier is going to basically draw a big circle on a map and do cost dollar averaging of what a particular procedure should be. And they're going to determine how much that should be. So for example, they'll draw a big circle around Lincoln, Nebraska, and all the surrounding areas and say that the average teeth cleaning should be $75 or $100. So all claims will then be paid based on that usual and customary charge for a teeth cleaning. So I go get my teeth cleaned and it's $200. I have a dentist, I like them, and maybe charge a little bit more money. So instead of getting 80% of the $200, which is $160, I'm only going to get $80 from the carrier. So I really only have 40% coverage. Mm-hmm. And we see that all the time. I would never go so far as to say that it's misleading, but I think oftentimes what you do see is a discrepancy between the expected claim from the policyholder and what the actual claim represents. So in our instance, what we're going to do is we're going to do our best to ensure that the claim the policyholder receives is very much in line with what they expect to receive. And actual charges, obviously, are a better way to do it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you go to the dentist and you spend $1,000 on a routine, right? You're expecting to get paid $800. So what happens if you go to that dentist and your root canal cost $1,000 and the dentist determines, or the carrier determines, the usual, customary, and reasonable charges for that root canal is actually only $800. So now they're only going to get paid based on that $800. Mm-hmm. Instead, they're expecting to get paid on that $1,000. And so what happens if you're the policyholder and you get a check for way less than you thought you were going to get? They're going to call up the carrier. First, they're going to call up the agent. And the agents, they're going to give the agent an earful. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to go cancel the plan.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're an agent that is good at cross-selling and you put multiple plans in that home, right, you got them a hospital indemnity plan, you got them a dental plan, you got them a cancer plan. If they go to use that dental plan and they get paid less than they thought they were going to get paid, not only are they going to cancel that dental plan, but they're also going to cancel the hospital indemnity plan, the cancer plan, anything else that you as the agent has put in that home. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we determined that it's only fair to pay claims based on actual charges, because what they actually spent, they should be getting paid on.
Yeah. So it's pretty much a straightforward type process there on that. So you mentioned about cancer, and what are some of the other products that you have at UNL that an agent and also, you know, policyholders who are listening to this podcast that, you know, might be in need of?
Yeah. So at UNL, we actually trademarked this saying last year. Our goal is to protect the gaps. Right. So we come out with plans, our Shield series, to help protect the gaps in Medicare. And so when you look at Medicare Advantage or Medicare SLAP, but let's talk about Medicare Advantage, you have holes in those plans. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Number one, the hospital copay. Right. So we came out with a hospital indemnity plan to help protect that copay. We also have a home health care plan that anybody who is over the age of 61 can get placed in. So hospital indemnity, home health care, cancer, dental, and then we have a new plan that we launched last year called the caregiver, which is helping protect that caregiver who has to provide care for their family members at an end-of-life situation.
So kind of maybe you can expand upon the caregiving one, kind of what's that involved? So if someone is caring for their mom or dad, and how does that work?
So, obviously, in the event of a terminal illness, mm-hmm. Usually the care for that terminally ill person is going to fall on a family member. Mm-hmm. And there's no insurance out there where we could pay either the policyholder or the caregiver of choice cash directly to them. Because what's going to happen when somebody gets diagnosed with a terminal illness and that family member has to care for them, they're going to have to take less hours at their job, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so that's going to put a financial burden on that caregiver. So we've developed a plan where they can get paid directly to them or their caregiver of choice to help provide care for that family member. It could be a family member, a friend, anybody. It doesn't have to be a licensed professional. We will pay cash directly to them so they can help care for their person, so they don't have to put a financial burden on themselves by having to take less hours or quit their job or mm-hmm. whatnot.
And be with their loved one during their last hours as well, which is a comforting feeling.
Absolutely.
For both ends.
And they get up to $30,000 providing that care.
Wow, that's huge. Home health care. So what does that entail? Is that like a licensed professional, or can it be a loved one taking care of the individual, or what kind of explain about that?
Just for the sake of making sure we delineate between two things. So we do have this policy that Hunter was just talking about, mm-hmm. the caregiver shield, that could be anybody.
Sure.
Then in addition to that, we have a separate policy which you can purchase, which is a home health care insurance policy. It's called the home health care shield. In order to qualify for benefits, the claimant needs to have the inability to do 2 out of the 6 activities of daily living. So once they go on claim, they can then have a licensed professional come to their house, and we'll pay them in some cases up to $450 a day for a year. So you're talking $150,000 in cash to the policyholder to make sure that they can pay for their care that they need to receive in their own home and avoid going to a facility.
Yes.
In addition to that, you know, one of the things that really makes this product sizzle, we see agents really leverage this to make more sales. We see policyholders use this benefits so they can start using their plan right away and get money back, is that we will pay up to $600 a year in prescription drug reimbursements, meaning for every prescription drug you're taking, whether it be generic or name brand, we'll give you the $25 or $10 for each fill of that drug, up to $600 a year. So we've got clients out there taking 2 name brand drugs, getting it filled every month. They maximize that full $600 benefit, meaning every single year they get $600 back from UNL. Oftentimes their premiums are almost entirely offset by that $600. Premium might be $750 a year. Yeah. So while the premium is $750 a year, to the client, it only ends up feeling like $10, $15 a month. Mm-hmm. So it is a really nice way to add value immediately to the policyholder. It's a way to give a really nice sizzle to the agent to allow them to sell products and put them in a vehicle to allow them to stay in their home should they require that care if they get sick. It's probably our most popular policy that's sold through United National Life, and we're always eager to talk about it and promote it when we can.
So about cancer, I know everyone knows at least 1 to 5, 10 people, unfortunately, that they know that have had cancer. Tell us about the cancer policy.
Yeah, so for those of you, obviously there are varying degrees of insurance knowledge, but for those of you listening who might not be selling a lot of cancer insurance, there are 2 types of cancer insurance. And let me take a step back, and I want to say this very clearly. Not all cancer coverage is covered by Medicare or Medicare Advantage. There are going to be holes in that coverage, mm-hmm. oftentimes in the $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year range, out-of-pocket costs. This isn't the format to get into all those nitty-gritty details. Yep. You could certainly reach out to me if you want to hear about them. But so a lot of people choose to purchase insurance to fill that potential gap, protect the gaps, as Hunter said. And there are 2 types of policies. There is a schedule of benefits, and then there's a lump sum. A lump sum is like, if you get diagnosed with cancer, you get cash. It could be $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, and the carrier will just pay you that cash. And then there's a schedule of benefits, which is going to pay you as you go based on procedures you receive, chemotherapy, radiation, going out of state to a facility that you would like to go to that has the best possible care available to you, experimental treatments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the advantage of the lump sum policy is it's a much easier policy to explain and to sell. I explained it in 2 seconds. When you get cancer, you get this money. The policyholder can visualize it. The agent can explain it simply, and you see a lot of these get sold. The disadvantage is if you buy a $30,000 cancer policy and you need $50,000, that doesn't do a lot of good for you. You're still $20,000 short. You can't go buy other cancer coverage because you have a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
So you've had the foresight to purchase this insurance product, and you're still in the same spot you would have been in had you not bought it at all. So we really actively try to promote and put forward a plan, which is a schedule of benefits, meaning it will pay you the entire time that you have cancer. So you're never going to run out of money. In addition to that, if you go into remission, as long as you continue to pay your premiums, you're still eligible for cancer coverage if it comes back over and over and over and over again. So you're always going to have the, I guess, peace of mind of knowing that there's going to be cash available for you to either pay for your treatments, pay to go to the facility of your choice or whatever it may be, something experimental, not covered by Medicare. So we really actively put together a program that's going to make sure the benefits are always available to the policyholder should they need cancer treatment.
Yeah. And the really cool part about our cancer plan, our Cancer 2.0, is not only do we have that schedule of benefits, but you can add a lump sum rider. So now you have the best of both worlds, right? You can use that schedule as you fight this terrible disease. But when you first get diagnosed, if you add the lump sum rider, you're going to get that lump sum check. You're going to get that $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 check that you can kind of put off to the side, use it for loss of income, right? Yeah. Or if you want to go on that family trip, right? Because you're going to have that schedule there to pay you as you fight the disease.
So it's basically the best of both worlds right there with it as well. Yeah. So any other UNL? So how long has UNL been in existence as a company?
UNL was founded in 1965.
1961. We've been around for.
I don't think anybody was going to fact check that. I think we could have let that go.
And in Chicago.
Illinois. It was founded in Chicago. So really long story short, from 1961 to about 2015, it's a very, very small company that operated primarily in life insurance, some very small pockets in the United States. About 8 years ago, we decided to make a strategical shift and really get into the health space and try to distribute as many, you know, products that offered value to agents, offer value to policyholders, and also had, you know, afford us the opportunity to grow our surplus and become a more, I guess, robust company. We've been able to do that. And it's been an exciting run. It's always really fun to deal with agencies who have an aligned vision with us, who really, I mean, there are some, unfortunately, times when agents and agencies don't always do things the right way. So when we're able to align with a group that understands the value of filling the policyholder's needs, not just trying to sell something, that's somebody we're really going to get in a boat with and really try to grow with. And we've really enjoyed doing that with Senior Insurance Marketing. It's been a really nice run for us.
Good. Anything else that talk about the dental? We're excited about the new dental that just launched. And do you have any questions about the dental, the caregiver, the hospital indemnity, the cancer, the home health care? Give us a call here at Senior Insurance Marketing. Our phone number is 402-434-7761. Or you can go to our website at www.simkt.com and contact us through our website. For contact us, and we'll be glad to get you contracted with UNL if you haven't already been contracted with UNL. If you're already contracted with UNL, would like to know more about this exciting dental, contact us today, and we'll get you all the information you need and get you started to write business. And Gordy and Russia, I appreciate you taking the time to talk about UNL today and the products, and excited to have you here and talking about the new dental. We're excited about it.
Yeah, and I guess I'll just close with this. You know, you can get an insurance policy from anybody, but what are you buying? You're buying a piece of paper. That's all you're getting.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's about the people. You can go get dental coverage from anybody. You can get home health care coverage from anybody. I think where UNL really excels is our ability to make agents feel like they, not feel, we actually treat agents as if this is their business. We're going to do everything we can to facilitate your ability to make a sale. We're going to do everything we can to ensure that our policyholders are taken care of. Now, of course, I'm a sales guy. I have to say that. So my challenge to every agent out there is prove me wrong. Say Rush went on this podcast and said UNL was this great company that dealt with people really well and really tried to help me write business. And I called them up and they didn't answer the phone or return my call. I've been doing this for 8 years. I've not been called out on it once. So I guess that's my final spiel, so to speak.
And I would attest to that as well, too. The service and the process at UNL has been excellent and great. And also Rush and Hunter and all of the other team members have been great as well, too. So, again, thanks, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. And again, contact us here at Senior Insurance Marketing. We'll be happy to help you get contracted with UNL and start writing business with them as well, too. Take care, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.